Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and blessings, family, and welcome, welcome, welcome to, what is it, Thursday? Thursday's edition of My Magic here on Culture Freedom Radio. Of course, I am your hostess, Lady D, and today is Thursday, July the 11th, 2013. I must say Ramadan Mubarak to everyone who is engaging in fasting for this beautiful month and all that it brings. I'm in my most peaceful mood, even though I was having major technical difficulties, I was able to keep my cool, and here we are. So to go ahead and get this show started, I see our guest is holding, and we are joined tonight by Tori Hartman of ToriHartman.com. She is an intuitive psychic. She also has a station here on Blog Talk, and tonight she's going to be speaking with us about the missing link in the law of attraction. I'll go ahead and open up her mic. Hello.
How are you?
Well, it's Mercury retrograde, Lady D. I promise you. I called in at 6 and said, and then my assistant comes in. She goes, oh, she's on at 6:30. I said, okay. And then I called in at 6:30. I went, did I even get the right day? And then you said technical, and I thought, well, here we are.
Here we are. I guess Tell us about you and how you got into the beautiful profession that you are in.
Well, you know what's funny is I never intended to get into this. I mean, I never intended to do the psychic work. And, you know, I think that when you look back on your life, you know, you've left clues as to what you were supposed to do all along. But you don't see them till later. And I'll share this with you. I grew up in New York City, and when I was into high school, I didn't even realize how into astrology and card reading and all of that fun, mystical belief in magic kind of thing, and how much it was a part of my life. And I didn't even know that until a couple of years ago, I was in New York, and I ran into an old high school friend of mine, old buddy, and she and I were talking, and I said, yeah, this is what I'm doing now. Do you believe it? And she looked at me, and she said, well, what else would you be doing? And I said, what are you talking about? She said, you were doing all that back in high school. I said, I was. And so it's very interesting. I do believe that, you know, if you want to know what you're supposed to do, just try to hide from it, and God will keep putting it right in front of you. And you really can't escape what you're here to be of service to do. And I think no matter what that's going to look like, it's our job to decipher it and honor it, you know. So about me, basically, I grew up in Greenwich Village in New York City and a long time ago. And I had kind of a, I would say it appears to be a cosmopolitan life, but, you know, when I think back, I mean, we didn't have money. You know, I grew up in a walk-up in Greenwich Village. But, you know, my mother had one thing my mother did have that I'll always feel blessed about is my mother never doubted that I had an intuitive ability, and I didn't know what that was. But, you know, I'd say, Mama, somebody's talking to me, and she said, oh, yes, 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 dear, that's your spirit. That's a, you know, it's an angel talking to you. And I was like, oh, okay. And I always accepted, you know. And I'd say I saw this vision. And when I was very young, this is going to sound very odd, but twice in my life the vision of Jesus Christ came to me. And the first time I was 10 years old, and I was in our house upstate, and I was sitting in the dark living room watching TV. My parents were outside having, you know, we call it cookouts in the East, right? Barbecues out here in the West, but they're cookouts in the city in New York. And I was sitting there, and I was watching TV, and I look up, and I saw what was the vision of Jesus. And I just, I was kind of like, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh. And I realized I wasn't afraid. I just ran outside, and I was like, why am I running outside, you know? And my mother said, what's wrong? And I said, oh, nothing. And I went back inside, and of course the vision was gone. But it was years later that when he appeared again, and there's a whole long sequence of events about that with me. But I really, but the second time he appeared to me, I really got his power, and I dropped to my knees because I understood what that Christ energy was and who he was, and it was very moving for me. Now, my father was Jewish, my mother was Catholic, so, you know, you put that math together, you know. I mean, it was just, you know, but here's the thing. It wasn't until recently, and I've been doing a lot of research for some of the multi-generational healing work I've been doing, and I looked at the history of the Florence Nightingale. And for those who know her, don't know her, she was actually pioneered nursing as we now know it in England in the mid 1850s. She was quite a heroic figure. But one of the things she kept saying was that because she'd been proposed to by suitors, she said, "No, God came to me and told me I had a mission at 17. I didn't know what it was. I had no idea what it was, but I knew I had to do something." And she never married. And it's very interesting to me, you know, when we have any kind of calling, and I feel very strongly that my calling is about guiding people back to their calling. In other words, you know, and you understand this, and I'm sure your listeners understand this. You know, I really don't, yes, I'm a psychic, and I'm good at what I do, but it's actually funny. You'll appreciate this. Today, this perfect example, I've been having these allergies. So I go to this allergist, and he's, you know, doctor, and he looks, and he sees on my chart, because he says, "What do you do for a living?" And it says psychic, right? And he says, "You know I'm going to ask you about what you do." I said, "That's okay, I'm going to ask you about what you do." And he laughed, you know. And so I'm in his office, and, you know, he says to me, "I have a prediction." I said, "Yeah." He said, "My prediction is you don't have any allergies." And I said, "Okay." And he said, "Do you have a prediction for me?" I said, "No, not really." And he started laughing. You know, the point I'm making is that, you know, my job is really not about making people dependent upon me. It's making people independent, you know. Independent with spirit, because, you know, whatever you're supposed to do, you know, I don't have the answer, but you do. And so I think that really good doctors or people in whatever profession they're in, Lady D, it's our job is to hold space for you to find the highest calling of yourself. Does that make sense?
That makes absolute sense. All the sense.
And you know, I think that one of the things we can learn about other people is, I think that the most important thing is understanding the humanity of who they are. You know, one of the things the doctor said to me, we were laughing, he was a hoot and a half, he's such a nice young man, and he said to me, "So am I gonna, all these girls I'm dating," he said, I wanna get married. And I said, "Well, if you wanna get married, the first thing to do is stop dating the girls." And he looked at me, and I said, "Find a woman." And he went, "You know, I get that." I said, "Yeah, that's your issue." And it was just a profound moment, but it wasn't a big moment. And then we walked out into the outer waiting room, and he said, "Well," and he has two assistants there, both females, and it was just the three of us standing there. And he says to his assistants, "Well, my assistants will tell you, I date very nice girls." And I looked at him in front of them, and I said, "I told you that's your problem. You're dating girls." And I said, "He's dating these 20-year-olds. And they both started laughing. I said, "They're very nice, but he needs a real woman." And they both, like, just looked away, and he goes, well, do you think that's true?" And they both went, "Yep."
Wow.
And what I said to him is, "You're a lovely man. You're a lovely young man." And I said, "The thing you have to understand is these women know you better than you think they do, because they work with you all the time. And you're a pain in the arse, but you're a great guy." And he was like looking, and they were like laughing. And I go, "Well," and he said, he said something to me. And I said, "Listen, my assistant's the same thing. She knows who I am. She knows when I'm a pain, and she knows when I'm brilliant, you know." But he looks at me, he says, "Well, I'll tell you this." I said, "What?" He said, "You don't have any allergies." I said, "None?" He said, "No." He said, "You just have the remainder of a sinus infection." I said, "Oh, okay, I've got to work on that." And energetically, a sinus infection is not owning your own self. It's about not really stepping into the best you can be. And that's very true for me right now. And I think what I'm trying to say to your listeners and to you is that you always want to work with somebody that is a human being. You don't want somebody who has your answer. You have your answer. You know, I think that's what God intends us to do, is to support each other and help one another find our greatest self, you know? So about me, well, you'll know the most about me when you jump in a swimming pool with me and play, or, you know, you see me, how much I adore my dogs, and, you know, that's more important than everything else because, yeah, I'm a good psychic. I'm good at what I do, but, you know, that's not what's important. What's important is what's going on with you, because in my work, it's about me reminding you of your own greatness so that you can share that with others, you know. And sometimes, I think most of the time, we just forget who we are, you know, when you got a lot of drama going on, you know.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, am I making sense?
That makes sense. Now, I'm curious, when your clients come to you, here I say this year, what has been the most common question or issue that they've been coming with?
Well, I think the biggest thing is that, this year it's been very different than other years, I will say that, because I will say that it has shifted profoundly where people are weary. They don't believe they don't believe all the crap they're reading on the internet anymore. Mm-hmm. You can make $1 million tomorrow, you know, like, you know, people don't want to watch those stupid videos that are really just some kind of phony sales thing. People are very, very wary, and I think that it's not that, I think they trust to a certain degree, but I think that they're more wary, which I think is good, actually. So that said, I think the biggest thing I'm hearing this year, especially because, you know, it's interesting because the people that come to me are not necessarily asking me about money because they know what I'm going to say. If people have money issues, their life isn't big enough to attract money.
Mm-hmm.
And you can ask me about that in a minute. But I would say, I know you will. I would say that the biggest thing that people are concerned about now is their relationships and their life. Like, what is my purpose? What is my calling? Why am I here? People are feeling very disconnected, very cut off. They're feeling like they're not being told the truth, not just by our government, but all around the world. And I feel there's a lot of basically people wanting to connect. And as I'm doing more and more and more of this multi-generational healing work, I'm able to start putting together, you know, hidden agreements and things like that for people. And as they're starting to see that, not just that, Lady D, but like their heritage, you know, where did they descend from? Like, you know, as I'm working this new multi-generational healing class for love that I'm teaching, the people in the class are like, oh my gosh, I never realized this about my grandfather or my grandmother and the gifts they give, you know, and the agreements we make. We make agreements to heal. We really make an agreement to heal the pain of our family. And these agreements are what trump the law of attraction, which of course is the topic of your show tonight, which is, you know, what is the missing ingredient in the law of attraction, which is, you know what? It's that a hidden agreement with an ancestor will always trump the law of attraction. And it's, to me, it's very obvious that if someone has an agreement, let's say, oh, I'll give you a prime example, which I cite this example because it's very easy to see, but I had a client, she dated and married cheaters, she married a cheater, then she dated another one, then she was engaged to another cheater. Now, her first husband was a rock star, like that was a big surprise. But, you know, the other subsequent guys were not, and she came to me, she was at her wit's end, she'd done therapy for years, she'd done all this stuff. And by the way, I'm a big proponent of therapy. I think it works. So I don't want to negate that. However, she came to me and she just couldn't understand. I said, well, tell me about your family. Oh, both my parents have been married 35 years, they're so happy, or 50 years, whatever. My grandparents, both sets, very happily married. In fact, my dad's mom and dad, my grandparents on my father's side, took in my grandmother's best friend because the best friend's husband died in the war. And so she lived with them their whole life, and they were, you know, and I said, that's not the real story. Go ask grandma. So she went back and she talked to her grandparents, her grandmother, grandpa was dead, and she found out that, in fact, she got her little liquored up and got the story out of her. She found out that that was not grandma's best friend. That was grandpa's mistress who lived with them for over 30 years in their marriage, because grandpa said to grandma, if you tell anyone that I'm having this affair, or if you even try to leave, I'll destroy you. So she was trapped with a cheater. So what happens as it skips a generation is that the grandchild, she was dating cheaters. And what was she doing? She was showing that she could leave. So she left one cheater after another. And it wasn't her pain. She was trying to deal with her grandmother's pain. And this passed through her DNA, from the DNA into her. And when she got that, when she totally got it, that it wasn't her problem to solve, so to speak, she stopped dating cheaters, and she's since been married a couple of years, and great guy, you know, they had a baby, and, you know, there you go. But that, when we look at how come she was doing all this work, law of attraction, meeting people, but, you know, one after, but she was meeting the same thing, because there was an agreement there. Does that make sense?
That makes sense. So how do we start to learn about these agreements?
Well, the first thing you do is you look at your family of origin, okay? So first of all, Lady D, what we would look at is like your mom and dad, right? But more importantly, we'd go to their parents. Is your dad his mother and father, and mom's mother and father? And here's the funny thing. Were they married? Were they not? I had one instance, I was doing a reading. I started the multi-generational healing work with color wisdom cards. I started doing it because I'm psychic, I could do it with the cards. And then I thought, well, I wonder if there's a way I can teach people to do this without the cards. But a lot of the work I've done has been with the cards. And what's happened now, which you might find interesting, is that the work I started with the cards has taught me some of the things that I teach now. So here's the deal. I was doing a reading once, multi-generational healing spread, and this was before I used family of origin stuff. I just used the cards, and I would tell people what their family was like and what they were here to heal. But here's the thing. Funny time, I turned over one card, and another time I turned over the card next to it, Grandpa, and there were two cards stuck together. I said, that's weird. Did you have two grandparents? She said, yeah. She said, my biological grandfather who left, you know, when my father was young, and then the father who raised him. So it's very interesting to see the fact that, you know, there were agreements there as well. So what I do is we would look at your parents. So we would look at mom and dad, and then we look at your father's parents. And I'll tell you what happens. I learned this from the psychic work, that it always skips a generation. So if you want to see the issues that are going on with your kids, look at your parents and your kids' father's parents. So your spouse, mate, you know, whatever, their parents. Does that make sense?
I see that in my daughter. She's so much like my mother. She's nothing like me.
Exactly.
So that makes
and what
sense.
What's she here to do? She's here to heal the wounds of your mother. And why? Because if she subconsciously, this is all deep within us, if she heals the wounds of your mother, you will have had a better life, and therefore she'll have a better life.
Wow.
It's interesting,
well,
isn't it?
It is. But I'm wondering, Tori,
yeah.
with the we have the family agreements, we have these agreements, How does our own fear play into not allowing the law of attraction to work for us?
I don't think it does. I think it's a hidden agreement. I think once you get to these hidden agreements and find out what they are, see, most of the time we're afraid to find out that we're terrible people, so we don't even look. The only thing we're afraid of is that we're awful, if you really think about it. Listen, there's only two things in life energetically that we are ever afraid of: fear of not getting what we want, and fear of getting what we want, and fear of not getting what we want, right?
Yeah.
Or losing what we have. That's it. Fear of not getting what we want, and fear of losing what we have. Wait, I get it all mixed up. I'm so tired. Fear of getting what we want. That's it. Fear of getting not getting what we want, and fear of losing what we have. There you go. Isn't that crazy? Dang, it's like I feel like, yeah, I called in late, you called in late, I can't even get my mind straight today. But it's very interesting. Here's the point, is that hidden agreements, because most people think, oh my gosh, that's going to be horrible, right? Finding out what I'm here to heal. But here's the thing, once you figure it out, you're going to be a magnetizing machine, because you clear through all of these things. It's like a chakra cleaning, an internal journey. The way I do it is from, we begin with looking at the root chakra or the first chakra, looking at the family of origin. Then we look at your emotional history. Then we look at how you've used your thoughts for and against yourself. But it's very interesting, because it's a lot easier than I'm making it out to be. It's pretty systematic. And what happens is, as you move along, you start to realize you're pretty freaking cool and that you actually belong somewhere. You know, when people find their history, they have a sense of purpose in the world. It's very interesting. I recently really discovered where my grandfather was born. He was born in Hungary. And, you know, years ago, they were called honkies, by the way. That's where the term came from. Honky was Hungarian.
Okay.
And it was supposed to be slang for white guy in the, you know, in the 60s and early 70s, but it actually meant Hungarian. So I found out my grandfather was born in Hungary, and so I was eligible for Hungarian citizenship, but I do have to learn, you know, dual citizenship, but I have to learn the language. And it, ironically, of course, as God has a funny sense of humor, one of my clients speaks Hungarian, and he was here the other day and just talking to me. He was teaching me some words, and he said, Szerbusz. I said, Szerbusz. And he goes, that's a very good accent. I said, for what? He goes, that's Hungarian. You just say goodbye. And it was interesting, because it's in my DNA to speak that language. Just because I've never learned it doesn't mean I can't. And I'm really proud of it now. It's like I feel like I come from somewhere. It's really amazing when you have, you know, years ago, we didn't have the pressures we have today because we all stayed together. We knew our history. We knew our grandmother, great-grandmother, you know. And it's the families and communities stuck together. And then, you know, so much happened. You know, we brought people over from Europe and Africa, and so many people converged that they lost the sense of where they came from, you know. And I think that's where we get into trouble, is when we try to forget our identity or not look at it. So your daughter probably has a great deal of gifts, you know, that she got from your mother and father, and her father's mother and father, you know. Interesting.
It is, because my mind is just, I'm thinking how much I am like my grandmother. Is that makes sense?
Mm-hmm. You start to put it together, and you go, oh my gosh, you know. And you know, it's very exhausting work for me, Lady D. I'm putting together the whole course, and I'm stepping into week two of the class, and, you know, it's very intense work, but it's really interesting. I mean, seeing people, you know, start to light up and go, oh, my gosh, you know, my grandfather came across the border with Pancho Villa, or, you know, wow, I didn't know this. And it's very, and when you start looking at that, you can look at what they did for a living. How does that tie into what you're doing? How does it tie into your message and who you are? And so even as I say hidden agreements to heal, there's also some very big gifts you got from your ancestors. You know, and when I do readings, it, I can often see it too. You know, it's very interesting. So, you know, but, right? It's like, whoa. I know, you start thinking, you know, it's so funny. My friend, a very good friend of mine, she's like, she never really pays attention to stuff I do, you know. And she said, I'm just fascinated by this. I'm fascinated. I want to take this class. I said, okay. So she's in the class, and it's just fascinating how she's just like, she said, I'm mesmerized by the idea of, who were my ancestors? What did, you know, where did I come from? Who am I? And when we start to decipher that we came from people who worked hard or who did whatever, we start to go, wow, I I'm supposed to be here. Mm. And when you get that you're supposed to be here, not just one of those phony New Age things, it's meant to be, or I'm supposed to be here. You know, no, I don't mean that. It's beyond giving it lip service. It's about saying, wow, you just have this inner calm. There's a sense that, you know, and I'm seeing it happen already in some of the people in the class. It's very interesting. So it's quite the journey.
I can imagine. Now, I know you also speak about conscious expansion. What exactly is that?
What, expansion? Say that again. What?
The conscious expansion.
Current expansion? Is that what you said?
Conscious expansion.
Oh, conscious expansion. Hello. That's where I was talking about money. That's where money comes into play. You know, I use money as an example because so many people say, God, I need more money. I go, what for? Oh, to pay my bills. I go, then money's not coming to you. Mm. They're like, what? Mm. I go, because you have to create a bigger life for money to come to you. Because you see, you can create more money, but it's just going to, you're just going to have none because you're in the habit of having none.
Oh. Which brings us back to when
right.
you mentioned. Wow.
What's so, the truth about money?
What is the truth about? What is money?
money is energy, right? So it's currency. But here's the way it works, too. When I talk about, you know, I say to people all the time, I go, I just did a spiritual club meeting with my spiritual club, and it was all about the five keys to, what is it, the five keys to creating money, or I forget what it was, something like that. Anyway, let me make the point, which is that I always forget the name of the courses I teach later. It's like this. If I said to you, you know, Lady G, I want to put a pool in my backyard. And I pulled out a hose, and I just started pouring water on my grass. You'd go, what are you doing? I'm going, I'm putting the water in for the pool. You'd look at me like I grew two heads. You'd be like, are you crazy? You can't just put water on grass to make a pool. Well, we can know that, but most people are doing that with money. They go, well, I just want money. I'm going to put it right here. Well, it just, it's of no use to you. But if I said to you, Lady D, I'm going to build a pool, and I build a very big pool, and it's empty. Well, if it's empty, I can put water in it. And then when I take the hose out and I start filling that pool, you go, yeah, that's the place to put the water. Money needs a container. It needs to come somewhere where it will expand with you. Do you ever think about how money fluctuates in its value? In currency?
Yes.
Think about it. You know, well, the dollar is up today. Or the dollar's down. The pound is down. The yen is up. What does that mean? It's up, down. It fluctuates. Now, when we think about it, that's value, right? So if we look at money as just a fluctuating energy, it's going to expand when there's room for it.
Mm.
And it's going to detract if it has nowhere to go. If I have nowhere to put that water, it's eventually just going to float out of my yard. It's just going to float down my driveway, out into the street, and people will think I'm nuts. And if I just keep it going that way, eventually it'll just erode everything around it. Now, why am I using that analogy? Well, spiritually and energetically, if we're talking about money as energy or money as if you will, currency or a flow, you have to have something to put it in. So what I say to people all the time is, you want more money? And they go, yeah. I go, create a bigger life. Then money will have to come to fit your life. Here's a perfect example. I had a client who used to say to me all the time, I really, really, really want to go to Italy. And I'm like, well, you should go. Oh, I don't have the money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, now, this was over a period of 5 years, okay? Every time, she'd only come once a year. I don't think people should be addicted to psychics. I think, you know, I don't believe in that. So, you know, 6 months is kind of my outside with people. But I you know, anyway, the point is that, because I really support people in making their own decisions, and I don't think it's healthy that much. But the point is, so every year she'd come and she'd go, I'd say, have you planned that trip to Italy? Nope, don't have the money, don't have the money. And finally, after about 3 or 4 years, I said, what do you mean you don't have the money? She said, well, I said, I see you have a new car. Well, yeah, but I can't afford to go to Italy. I go, really? She goes, yeah, I can't afford Italy. I said, tell you what, why don't you go on the internet and you look it up and you start planning. Just look and see how much it really costs. Because I said, I don't think you have any idea. You've never even tried. She said, no. I said, go do that. About 2 months later, she calls me up. She goes, oh, my gosh, I looked on the internet. I found out there's this trip to Italy, blah, 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 blah. And it was, you know, $3,200. And I just kept thinking, oh, gosh, it's so much money, blah, blah, blah. And she said, just today I got a check from a bonus from work for exactly the amount I need for the trip. And I said, what'd you do? She said, I booked the trip. I said, that's it. You see, when we expand our life, believe it or not, money will come to show up to help you. But if you have already spent it, in other words, like, I'm going to go on a credit card and go buy that trip, well, then you're always playing catch-up. Mm-hmm. There's a couple laws. There's a law of attraction and the law of detraction.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So we're repelling when we buy on credit in that way. See? But on the other hand, I mean, when I bought my car, it was $5,000 out of my comfort range. And I said, well, but that's the car I want. I'm buying it. And the next week I got a gig for that exact amount. So the reason I'm sharing this is because you just have to energetically know when it's aligned for you. But also you have to say, you know, with money comes to where it's needed. Money's like the ocean, right? You can take a thimble or a bucket. Ocean doesn't care. How would you feel if I called you up and said, Lady D, I saw you took a bucket out of the ocean? You'd think I was crazy. I noticed you took two buckets.
Out of the ocean.
Out of the ocean. But you see, isn't that funny? Isn't that what we're doing right now in our society? It's like, well, they have more than we have.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so? Well, it's not fair. Well, things aren't fair. If you want fair, go live in China. It's all, everybody gets the same thing. Life isn't fair, you know? And it is unfortunate. I'm not saying that's good, okay? I'm not condoning it. But I am saying that, you know, sometimes, you know, but let me tell you something. Anybody can use these principles. Anyone.
Corey, you're spinning my lights on.
I'm spinning right now.
Yeah, wow. I mean, if you really think about it, Lady D, okay, there is no reason in the world that you have any more or less money than the person next to you, except the fact that you have a bigger life that the money comes to. Mm-hmm. Think about it.
And I can see that clearly. The people who are desiring to live the very humble, very low-key, simple life, Mm-hmm. They get the money that's sufficient for that simple life, and those
right.
who want
they're happy.
That, they can
that's
be
a
not.
Big life for them. That's a big life for them. See, because they're not in struggle with money. Really, the conversation is: are you in struggle or not? Mm-hmm. If you're not in struggle, then you know how to create more money, if you want it.
Mm-hmm.
All you have to do is expand energy. Now, I know that sounds like, oh, yeah, right, well, you know. No. I'll tell you what, when people start getting into those conversations of, well, I don't have enough money to do that, I always say to people, well, you don't really want it. And they go, well, how can you say that? I go, it's very simple. If you really want something, you will make the money appear. And you know how I know that, Lady D?
How?
Knock wood. If something happened to your daughter and you needed $5,000 by Thursday, I guarantee you'd have that money.
Yeah.
Am I right?
That's true. Yeah. Yeah. The need.
The need has to be established, but not in that way. It has to be a focus of, see, because we all walk around going, yeah, I need five grand, but there's nowhere to put it.
Mm.
It's like, that has to go somewhere, right? So it's like if I walk around and go, I need $5,000 more, and if you're standing next to me in the spiritual line and you go, I have to have $5,000, everybody move out of my way. And I'm not saying cutting other people. I'm going, you have to have it. You need it for your daughter. She needs to reconstruct a tooth or whatever. I need this money. It's going to come to you.
That's so true.
Because it is the energy, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not talking about victim energy. Oh, I can't pay my rent, and this stuff doesn't work. And
right.
Of course it doesn't work. Listen to you. See, I've stopped trying to convince people in that energy because they're not going to hear it because all they want is, it's okay. And I get that. But if someone comes to me and says it doesn't work and I want to make it work, and I say, okay, come on in. I'll show you how to make something work. You know, I had a friend, you're going to appreciate this, I had a friend who said to me, you know, I get so upset about when I think about such and so, you know, this particular situation. I go, well, stop thinking about it. She said, how can you say that? I said, well, you said it's upsetting you. She said, well, that's pretty cold. I go, no. Here's the thing I know. Energetically, and believe me, I'm telling you, Lady D, I'm telling your listeners, I do the same stuff. I start mulling over and thinking and chewing it and chewing it. And I go, wait a second. I got work to do. You know? And what I've learned is to surround myself with incredible people. I'm blessed. I have an assistant who is 4 stars. I have, you know, a few friends that I know if I picked up the phone at 3 a.m. and said I need help, they'd be in their car. Or on a plane. And, you know, that's wealth. And when I look at how I create more money sometimes, it's because I absolutely need that money to create more of this work so I can be of service at a bigger scale. And every time that I create some success in my life, whatever it is, I know I have to do it because then I can show you and your daughter and your friends and everybody else how to do it. That's what my success is about. Because if I can't share it or give you the keys to it, what difference does it make having a kingdom with, you know, or queendom with, you know, 3 million rooms, you know? I mean, really, you know? I mean, I understand a lot of life experience in the sense that in high school I lived with a black family and, we were in the projects, but I didn't know. I loved it. I thought we had a great life. You know, door was open, you know, Nana would come home, she'd smoke a doobie, she'd sit down and go, I'm going to make dinner. And we'd be like, all right, you know. She had her room. She was queen. And my best friend and I shared the king size bed in her mom's room, so three of us slept together. You know, in those days you didn't have much, you know.
Uh huh. Yes.
And then the boys had the pull out couch in the living room. And you know what? We were happy. And you know, grandma would go. The white man cometh, meaning my father's coming to drop money off, you know. And and we didn't have a lot, but, you know, and my father didn't have a lot, but he came and made sure that we had food on the table, and that was good. They didn't, you know, not that they needed it, but we, you know, we had a good time. And I think the thing is that I understand the experience of where we've all come from in some ways. You know, I had a bird's eye view into a different culture, you know. And I loved it. I loved it. Sometimes I miss it. You know, that sitting around the kitchen table, which was almost bigger than the room, and having the door open, people like, hey, what's going on? You know, they'd all pile in. We'd all be sitting in the kitchen, you know, Friday night, Saturday night, just hanging out. Mm-hmm. That was living. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Wow. So, go ahead.
So we don't always know when we look at a book what's inside the story inside, you know?
Mm.
We don't know.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Isn't that true? We don't know.
You never know. You can't judge it by a cover. You never
know. No, you can't. You know, but you could tell whether or not you're attracted to the cover.
Right.
You're a hoot and a half. Oh, my gosh.
I agree.
You are.
I love it. Sorry.
Oh, my God. So, you know, I'll tell you, you know, the thing about all of this is that it's about expanding our capacity to receive. And here's the thing I want to tell you about another little tidbit about love is that so many times people go, I really want to be in a relationship. I'm like, really? They go, yeah. So why are you standing at the wrong bus stop? They go, well, it's at least a bus, you know. That's how they figure. At least they're on a bus, you know. So I think that when we look at conscious expansion, you know, coming back to conscious expansion really has a very simple law. In order to expand your life, there has to be for you a place for that life to fit. You know, why do you think they've done these studies and they find lotto winners who make millions and millions of dollars within a couple of years are broke again?
Yes.
Right? It's the water in the backyard. You have to build the pool. See, that's the key to this stuff. And I think a lot of times people think, well, I'm just going to attract it. You know, well, great. You know, you'll attract water leaks. You know what I'm saying? It's like, oh, I want a pool. You know, I want, when I say water leaks, it's like, oh, I want a pool. Well, you know, I've been saying, gee, I'd love a pool. Well, now I've got a water leak because I'm trying to attract the water. You know, like. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the point is that when we look at money, money is just energy, and money has to come to you in a way that will be sustainable. The problem is that people who get these $40,000 a week or millions of dollars, they don't know what to do with it. They don't even pay their taxes. Half the time they're in jail from tax evasion,
right.
You know? And why? Why? Why is it that people who have all that money after saying they wanted the money don't know what to do with it? Because they never created the life to hold the money.
Hmm.
Right?
Right.
So you have to look at the vision you want for the money to fit. I knew I wanted a house. I knew I wanted a recording studio in my backyard. I knew I wanted certain things, and I started really focusing on it. And sure enough, it, you know, I created it. And then 3 years into the house, I'm one of the people who's responsible, just so you all know, for the market crash. I signed a bad loan. 3 years into the house, my mortgage went from $3,000 to $6,000 a month. And people walked in, my friends were like, oh, my God, what are you going to do? I said, what do you mean? They said, well, what are you going to do? I went, well, let me think about it. I'll just have to make more money.
Hmm.
See, It's like that famous saying, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. So fear or faith, those are your only two choices in life, right? You either live in fear or you walk in faith and you face your fear. So it's a, you know, hey, listen to this. I'm like sermoning.
I like it. And I'm looking at the lines, like everyone was kind of, they were calm at first and then hands just started going up. It's like, I have questions for her.
All right, great. Let's do it.
All right, before we start, I want you to give us your contact information, how we can sign up for the newsletter, and about the color with some cards you'll be using.
Absolutely. My website is torihartman.com, TORIHARTMAN.com. So you can find me there. And also colorwisdomcards.com has its own site. And I set up the Color Wisdom Cards with you register, and then you can, it's free, and then you can use the cards. One of the reasons I have people register is like every, I don't know, couple days or whatever, you'll get a note that says, hey, here's another way to read the cards, here's another way to look at it, and it's like a way to stay in touch and learn about them. And I'm trying to think if there's anything else I need to tell you. That's it. The Color Wisdom Cards occurred over 30 years ago to me, over 25 years ago, in a near-death experience. After a near-death experience, I had angels come and tell me stories and fables, and that's what this was. I shoved them in a drawer for 10 years and pulled them out, and I never had a vision of the ethnicity of the cards or anything like that, because there's Bernie Banana and all things yellow. There's different, you know, characters. And about 5 years ago, I hired an artist, and I said, I'm going to have to do it myself. And I had fable groups, and the cards developed over the years with people working with these fables. And then this artist did them, and there's 51 cards. And she said to me, I think there's a 52nd card. And I said, no, I don't feel that, but I feel like there's a 52nd spirit. And 6 months after the cards came out, the artist who drew the cards passed away. And it was very sudden. She was in her early 40s, and we realized that she was the 52nd spirit. So the card deck itself is multicultural and multi-ethnic, and it's just, there's gay cards, there's everything in here. So it's been an interesting journey. So that's what that is, and that's how people can get me. There you have, lady.
Hey, all right, Tori. I'm so excited. Let's see, I'm going to call out the last four numbers of your phone number, guys. So the first caller, your number is ending 6829. 6829. We are opening up your mic.
Right. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how is everyone doing?
Great, now that you called.
Yay, I feel special. I love lighting up rooms, so that's great. I loved everything you said. I mean, I was really trying to write as much as I can down. I was driving, so I couldn't do too much, but I kept a lot of mental notes, and it was very... I love the way you spoke and what you were speaking. It was really touching my soul, and I really do appreciate, you know, spiritual beings like yourself. But everything that you were saying was just great. I loved it.
Thank you, love. What's your name?
My name is Jomel Johnson.
Jomel, I love that. Hi, Jomel.
Thank you. Hi.
So do you have a question for me?
Yes, ma'am. My question to you is... how do you know when a person is right for you? Like, because I am very inexperienced when it comes to, like, you know, dating or just loving someone on a mutual level, like a companionship.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't want to fall for something that's not there. So just, mm-hmm. like, you know, how can you tell? Like, what are some symptoms and what are some signs to see? And, like, you know, without any communication, you know, within, you know, that friendship. I don't know. I hope I'm wording that correctly.
You are. In fact, it's quite profound, and I really am touched by your question. Aren't you, Lady D?
I am.
It's very beautiful.
Thank you.
It's like everybody wants to date you now. So here's the thing. First of all, thank you so much for your vulnerability and your authenticity. And the biggest thing for me with love is that there is definitely a magic when you meet someone that's your friend and your mate, because what happens is you just want to be together. It's really simple. And I watched this with a very, very good friend of mine, my friend Scott, and I've watched him go through different relationships. And two and a half years ago, he sat in my living room and I said, "You're going to meet somebody. You're going to get married in England." And he was like, I don't know. Because at the time, he and his boyfriend lived up in San Francisco. And he was like, "I don't know." I said, nope. Well, to make a long story short, in April, I got to meet his new husband, and they both live in London. And you know what he said to me that was really beautiful is he pulled me aside and he said, "Tori, it's so easy with us." Mm-hmm. And I went, "That's love." And easy not like that it isn't challenging, you know, that you have moments where you have to work things out, but there's no drama. They both know who they are. Mm-hmm. There's a fluidity to love. There's a simplicity of just enjoying one another. And I pulled three cards for you, Jomel, and I'll tell you what they are. The first card is Electric Blue Moon, which is all about, and it's in the subconscious, it's about impatience. So in your past, you may have been like a little bit like, "I want to meet somebody, and what's that going to look like?" And you know, I have to tell you that I love that your second card is Sage, reversed, and a reversal is about a breakthrough. You know, when I look at Sage is the card of wisdom of the heart, and you're very wise in your heart. And I'm so touched because the third card is Black and White, and it's actually one of my more favorite fables. It's the High Love card in the deck because it's about destiny and fate. Mm. And basically Black and White, this, and by the way, this deck was written like 25 years ago, mostly fables, but Black and White meet in heaven, and they're playing, and they just adore each other, and they're just the best of friends, and they decide that they want to come to the earth and meet each other and marry. And the Council of the Great Spirit says, "No, you cannot do that. You've already been ill-fated lovers in many lives, and we're not going to put you through that again." And they petition the council, and they say, "We want our chance. We want that potential for us to fall in love and make it work on earth." Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to give away the end of the fable, but I will say it works out. But here's the thing I want to tell you is that as they're standing there in front of the council's about to rule no, and the great servant, which is God, comes down and he says, "Your wish is granted." And they do end up together. And the thing I want to tell you is that while there are struggles that happen in every life, the difference between love and drama is when people love each other, they run toward one another. When they don't, they run away from one another.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the biggest thing of love is that when you love somebody, you're going to stand there till the smoke clears, no matter how bad it feels in that moment. You know, and that's the key to this. That's the key to this, is learning to work through those painful moments. And, you know, I raised two parents, you know, like most of us who are enlightened. and I'll share this story with you quickly. I don't know why I'm so moved to do it. I know ladies probably like, "Shut up, Tori." But
nope.
I'm kidding you, love. I'm sorry. I don't mean to. But my dad, before he passed away, he and I were having an argument. This is when I was living in Santa Monica. And my father was standing there, and he said, "You know, you always do this." And he started storming out of the room, and he stood on the landing, and he goes, "Someday you're going to regret this." And I started laughing. I go, "No, I won't. I will find it funny till the day I die." I go, "But you always do this. You leave the room." And he said, "What do you mean?" He stops. He turns around. I go, "You always leave the room." I said, "Where are you running off to? It's just you and me."
Mm-hmm.
Looked at me, and he goes, "What do you mean?" He goes, "I hated when my mom and my sister argued." And I said, "Well, Did they ever not speak again? He goes, no, they worked it out. I said, well, then sit your butt down and let's figure this out. I don't want to. I said, yes, you do. He said, all right. And he sat down. I said, what's going on? He told me. I shared with him. We both, you know, and we worked it out. And my father said later that was a huge breakthrough for him. But here's the thing. If I'm taking someone else's inventory and they're taking mine, this is what you did wrong, this is what you did wrong, this is what you did wrong, that's an argument. A discussion is where I say to you, you know, Lady D, I just want to say, I don't mean to hog your whole show. I apologize if I'm doing that. And it gives her the chance to say whatever she's going to say, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a discussion. I'm not going, well, you know, I'm not judging, if that makes sense. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So love for you, I would say, is that you're already on the right track. The key is to trust your heart. And, you know, remember that if someone is treating you badly, just look inside and remember that your inner reality reflects your outer reality. And you have to look at it and say, how am I treating myself like that, that I don't like it?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm, you know, my ex was very verbally abusive, and finally one day I just didn't engage anymore. And ultimately, you know, I would just leave the room, and I outgrew it. I didn't want to play the game anymore, and he left.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, if it's not matching, it's not matching. It's not going to stick around.
Mm-hmm.
I hope I answered your question.
You did. You did. So I hate to, you know, take up. So do I know the person, or should I just not even think about it? Just let it flow.
I think it's about letting things flow. You know, it's like this. I'm going to tell you this, Jomel. Here's the key. You know, it's like love is like a rose. For a while, it's tight and closed, and then it slowly opens. But we never run over the rose and pull it open to see what's inside. We allow it to unfold. And allow it to unfold. You'll know. This tells me that you trust yourself. You know what you're doing. You know what love is. You had a grandmother that loved you a lot. So you know.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome. And by the way, I want to say this to you, and I'm sure Lady D agrees with me. You know, you're not taking a lot of time. I'll tell you something. The time that you've just spent with us is time that other people related very deeply. You're not alone in what you're sharing. And in fact, it's probably a very universal question. And you stated it eloquently and beautifully. And of course, other people are just going to, you know, when I was doing my show, people would be like, wow, I really related with that last caller. You know, it's like, yeah, of course you do. Because it's a universal energy that we're all sharing right now. Because it's the God consciousness. Lady D knows what I mean. Do you know what I mean, Lady D?
I do.
Because you're either in with spirit or you're not, right? It's either or.
Mm-hmm. Just that simple.
So true. Thank you so much.
Oh, Jomel, you are delight. Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you, Jomel.
Thank you.
Much love.
Okay. You as well.
Now, Tori, I know we're a couple of minutes over. But could we possibly do another call or two?
No, absolutely. I'm like, you know, I'm sitting here thinking about myself. You know, I'm fine.
I want to reflect some more. I want to reflect.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Let's see. Caller, number ending 5137. We are opening your mic. Ending 5137.
Hi.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm wonderful. Tell us your name.
Is this Tori?
It's Tori. All right. Tori.
Yes, it is. Well, as you were saying before you got on the phone with the gentleman before me, I really did relate to his question.
Isn't that amazing,
so,
Tori? I mean, isn't that really the truth of, like, wow, that answer becomes my answer.
Right. I'm glad I wasn't first, though, but I was second. But I don't know what to ask.
That's okay. Do you want me to just pull some cards for you?
Sure. It works for me.
All right, great. That's all, then it works for me, I'll tell you. Let me see. All righty. Well, here's what's going on. You know, you've had a lot of growth in these last 6 months to a year. I'm gonna tell you.
Mm-hmm.
And you've had to reinvent yourself in many ways.
Right.
And I want to tell you that I can see right now all the courage it's taking, and I want you to fulfill and follow through on some of your ideas, because you have very good ideas, and I don't want you to get afraid and go, oh, people won't like this or that. Do what you need to do, you know, because
mm-hmm.
there's always going to be people that hate what you're doing, and there's going to be people that love what you're doing, you know. Just
right.
You can't worry too much about what other people think, because I'll tell you something, if I worried about what other people thought, I'd never get out of bed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to tell you the three things I see. I pulled three cards. I pulled grass. I pulled geranium reversed. And I pulled demon red rainbow. And it's so funny, I'm doing a color wisdom card study class right now, and we just worked with demon red rainbow last week. And one of the things that really came up is how amazing that card is, because it's about, you know, what we fear in our own heart of being great in some ways. You know, how we, it says the greatest adversary is the one living inside of me. And it's sort of like no one holds us back but us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel you've really reinvented yourself. And I feel that when I look at grass as that first card, that's the heart chakra. So it tells me that you really went through, I want to say, an expansion in your heart, meaning perhaps some challenging experiences with, I feel like, a friend or a couple friends, and I feel it's really created a growth in you of wanting to change your life. I just feel there's some kind of move around that, you know. I'm not sure if it's a residence or maybe you recently moved, but I feel like you've made a lot of inner change. Does that make sense to you?
It does, because I have.
Okay, well, there you go.
I have. I've made a lot of inner changes.
Yeah, and you're really, I tell you, you know, there's a lot of people who, when you really step through some of this stuff and get to the other side, especially with Demon Red Rainbow as being such a great example to others, you know, you're really laying down a powerful platform for not only your future, but the people around you. So it's very inspiring. You're very inspiring.
Oh, wow.
So there you go.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'm smiling. Yeah, I'm smiling from ear to ear now because it's inspiring.
Yeah, because you are, you know, and I want you to know that you've grown a lot. You grew a lot through what you've been through in your past. You really have created a sense of renewal. You live in a place now that's free from some of the drama of your past. I mean, there's just a lot of stuff that you've really moved through, and you inspire a great many people, and I think that's admirable. So good for you.
Okay, thank you.
You're more than welcome.
All right.
Much love.
Thank you, Tori and Tori.
I feel like I should say Lady D, Lady D.
Now, Tori, tell our listeners about mm-hmm. your show, because you have a show here on Blog Talk Radio as well.
Well, yeah, I have, what is it? Oh, forgive me. It's Psychic Readings with Tori, and I've been doing Wednesday noon and Sunday night, but I've taken a little time off just because I've actually got some books that need to get finished. So I've been writing on some stuff. But when I'm on Wednesday and Sunday, and it's Psychic Readings with Tori. So y'all can find me there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There you go. But you are so delightful. What a fun host you. You know, will you do me a favor? Can I come back and do like real readings? So you don't let me talk for that much time. We'll get, you know, we'll take more calls.
I was going to ask you.
Well, see, great minds think alike.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We have to have you back because we have truly enjoyed you and all my notes that I have to sit down and think over. And reiterate, so we truly appreciate all this, all that you share with us tonight.
Thank you so much for your honesty and for your courage. And you know, I've listened back to a few of your shows, and they're very good, Lady D. And I appreciate, you know, what a stand you are for so many people, and I know that your listeners do too. So thank you.
Why, thank you, Tori. And it is ToriHartman.com,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Yep.
Okay, and ColorWisdomCards.com as well.
Yes, that you can find me through that. Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
So, okay. Lady D, you've been delightful, and I want to just send a special blessing out to all of your listeners and to people that we haven't met yet, and just let them know they're loved no matter what. So there you have it.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And thank you, love.
Your evening, your night, and we'll see you next time.
Yes, I hope so. You have a blessed night. Thanks again, Lady D.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, family. Let's see. We have a few more minutes remaining. I just want to let you know what's going on. Next week, of course, we will be having Thursday's Ladies Night on Thursday. And we will be joined by Love and Relationship Coach and Intuitive, Miss Amy Nancy. So we'll be speaking on love, relationships, and how our numbers factor in. So you definitely want to take some time, get your love questions in, write them down as they come to you. And you can email them to me at mymagic81@gmail.com. Again, it's mymagic81@gmail.com. And we can work the questions in into the interview. And that way, when you all call in to speak with Amy, you know, you can have all new questions, right? So that would be next Thursday, which is July the 18th at 9 o'clock. And on Monday, July 15th, which is my birthday. I'm so excited. We'll be having our birthday bash here at 9. At least we're planning to have the birthday bash here. We'll see how the weekend plays out. But Monday at 9, so be sure to tune in. We'll have a couple of guests drop in and share or whatnot. We'll see. I'm not going to tell you too much. But definitely have a wonderful weekend. We appreciate you all tuning in on tonight. And be sure to visit our guest, Ms. Tori Hartman, at ToriHartman.com or ColorWisdomCards.com. Enjoy your weekend, and again, thank you for tuning in to Thursday's edition of Mind Magic here on Culture Freedom Radio. And again, I am your hostess, Lady D. Stay blessed, guys. Peace and love.